Jerry Williams Jr. has been calling himself Swamp Dog for close to 40 years, but his career goes back even longer than that. He's one of America's most eccentric musicians, and today rock historian Ed Ward tries to get a handle on the many faces of a songwriter, producer, and performer who's made a career out of popping up where you least expect him.
Jerry Williams made his first record in 1954 when he was 11 years old. His mother was on drums, his stepfather played the guitar, his stepuncle was on bass.
Hey baby, I like to tell you how I feel. Oh hey baby, I like to tell you how I feel. How you be getting by my clothes, and every day give me a free meal.
Little Jerry, of course, played the piano, the instrument he's played since he could climb up onto the stool. He was surrounded by music in his house, and in Portsmouth, Virginia, his hometown, opportunities to play were everywhere. At his church hall, where he and his band played every Friday night, and on a local television station, where they went after the dance for a 45-minute show. By the time he was 14, Little Jerry was making $125 a week, big money in 1956. 3 years later, out of high school, he was playing dives in Newark, pretending to be Little Willie John, Don Covey, or Larry Williams, depending on who had the biggest hit at the time. Jerry himself was trying for a hit, too, and sometime around 1959, he actually had a regional Midwestern number one record called I'll Always Remember Chapel on the Hill.
I'm writing this letter.
The record label's owner died in an automobile accident shortly thereafter, and Jerry signed with someone who decided he was the Black Jerry Lee Lewis.
Hello, I'm glad to meet you. Come over and let me greet you. You're nice and a third, a swinging bird. You're a big, thrilling, lot of willing soul chilling. Baby!
In 1960, so I'm living in Philadelphia and New York, trying to support his wife and four daughters on gigs here and there and the occasional record. Finally, disgusted, he moved back to Portsmouth and wound up in the Army. A week later, he got a hardship discharge and continued his peripatetic career. Early in 1970, though, he had an inspiration. Tired of being Little Jerry, he went into the studio with some top Southern musicians and some odd songs and reinvented himself. Little Jerry Williams had become Swamp Dog.
Sitting on a cornflake, riding on a roller skate, too late to hesitate, or even meditate, always looking up what's down, they've come to get me from the lost and found, but believe me, I'm feeling bad, to the world I told so why, and then I do total destruction to your mind, mind, total destruction to your mind, yeah, total destruction to your mind, mind, total destruction to your mind, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Somehow, the album, Total Destruction to Your Mind, reached a writer for a new magazine, Rolling Stone, who praised its funkiness and its weirdness, and it started getting played on FM stations. The cover, which showed him sitting in a junkyard in his underwear with a tin pot on his head, didn't hurt either. His next album was Rat On, which showed him sitting astride a giant white rat. If he'd bothered to tour, Swamp Dog might have become a star, but Jerry Williams had other ideas. Collaborating with his friend Gary U.S. Bonds, he'd written a song for the Nashville soul singer, Freddie North.
Friend, don't take her, she's all I got.
Country producer Billy Sherrill was in the studio as Williams produced the record and commented that it was a hit. He asked if once North's version had had its run on the soul charts, where it was a top 10 record in the summer of 1971, he could have it for a country star whose career he was hoping to revive. Sure, said Williams, and so it happened.
Well, I said, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. Please don't take her love away from me. I'm begging you, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. She's everything in life I'll ever need. She is life.
As Cheryl predicted, She's All I Got made Johnny Paycheck a star again. It shot to the top of the country charts and in 1972 was named Song of the Year at the Country Music Awards. Swamp Dog still fondly remembers the gasp that came out of the crowd when he went on stage to accept. Swamp Dog continued to release albums filled with angry protest songs and country soul masterpieces, while Jerry Williams produced hits by Doris Duke, Irma Thomas, ZZ Hill, and others. And in 2007, Swamp Dog, fed up with the state of the world, came out with another record of protest music, Resurrection. I hear he's also written a cookbook called You Kill It, I'll Cook It. Just keeping up with him can cause total destruction to your mind.
Ed Ward lives in Berlin. Finally today, she wouldn't mention it, but we will. Last night, Terry Gross was honored at the National Book Awards ceremony with the Literarian Award, presented by the National Book Foundation for outstanding service to the literary community. The award panel noted the intelligence and dedication with which she continues to create public conversation about the best books in America, to which we add, way to go, Terry.